You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Kevin Grenolds of Dogman.com with Chris Fetter, Scott Eklund, and it is Monday morning. What is it, Cyber Monday, Chris? Is that what they call it today?
Is that what it is? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be leaving the house, so Cyber Monday is going to come and go for me.
Yeah, last day of our big promo, 75% off if you're not a current subscriber at Dogman.com, 75% off your annual subscription, and after your seven-day trial period, you get Paramount Plus for free. Lots of cool stuff on there, including Yellowstone, which I'm watching, which is really, really good. So, like I always say, you can kind of tell your wife that you're getting Paramount Plus, and then Dogman.com comes with it. 75% off the annual subscription, best promo of the year. Lots of good stuff going on out there. And, I think the big thing was yesterday. Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma to, USC, and I had a chance to talk to Ryan Abraham down at USC. He runs the USC 24/7 site, and him and Gerald Martinez are pretty well connected down there with what's going on. I've got some great USC connections down there, and I think everybody this just came out of the blue. Just instant reaction of how that impacts Washington and the conference, you guys.
Oh, I think it's good for the conference to get a named coach like that here. Because USC even the Pete Carroll hire, as good as that turned out to be, it wasn't a big name guy, and USC should be able to go out and get almost any coach they want to get. So for them to finally bring in a big name guy that, granted, he took over a program that was already kind of well oiled and already humming along that he was part of, and he just continued it. So let's see if he can come in, and I don't know if USC needs to be totally rebuilt, but the culture definitely does, and they need to become a power again. As much as Husky fans and fans of any other Pac-12 school are going to puke when I say that, it's good for the Pac-12 when USC is good because they're one of the marquee programs. There's really three or four marquee programs in this conference, and that's USC, Washington, Oregon, and to a certain extent UCLA. Now Utah can be good, Stanford can be good, all that, but the kind of cornerstone programs are the two LA schools, and then Oregon and Washington up north, and then anything else is gravy. So getting a guy like Lincoln Riley out here is great. How does it impact UW on the recruiting trail? I don't know if it really impacts them that much. He was already doing really well with kids in SoCal as it was. USC always does really well with SoCal kids. So I don't know how much Washington is really going to be impacted by this.
Chris, we've been doing this since, we've been football fans for a long time. I'm trying to think of either football or basketball where a top coach of that notoriety like Lincoln Riley has ever really moved and had with this kind of an impact. Can you think of any coaching move that's as significant as this?
Well, I mean, there's been some surprises. I mean, obviously, I think Pete Carroll, if we're trying to revise history, I mean, the impact that Pete Carroll had is obviously extremely significant.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't a big name when he was hired. I'm talking about an established coach at another program with that high of a profile moving somewhere.
Well, I mean, put me on the spot a little bit. I mean, I'd have to.
I can't think of any.
Well, I mean, Chris Peterson. I mean, how high profile are we talking about? How established are we talking about? I mean, what are the parameters? I mean,
was Willie Taggart a big name? I mean, I know he didn't pan out Oregon.
I think this is as big as Barry Switzer moving to another program, or Jimmy Johnson moving to another program at his heyday, or a Bo Schembechler, or a Woody Hayes, or a Joe Paterno, because I think that, it's that big of a name, and he just moves schools. I can't remember one. I'm sure posters have probably come out and remember one, but
I think, to be honest, Kim, what I found really interesting is that Alex Grinch is going to follow him.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out if USC really backed up the truck to get a guy like Lincoln Riley, and there's no doubt. I mean, no matter what name comes out of the woodwork that would, you know, be that kind of a comparative hire in the Pac-12 back in the day, whatever. I would have thought that they would have insisted that he go a little different defensively, because they have not been great defensively since Grinch has been there. They just haven't.
I mean, it's like they haven't had talent either, Chris.
Yeah, and they've been outscoring guys. That's how they've been winning games. So, yeah, I find that interesting. And you know, it's a comfort level. I get it. I mean, I'm sure he trusts him, and I think that's a big part of it. But there's nothing that I've seen, honestly, in Grinch's resume. I mean, he's been falling upwards in trajectory, even though he hasn't really done all that much since he left Washington State.
Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, that big job is filled. There's still some other jobs out there that need to be filled. And, you know, Scott Woodward's got that Brinks truck. I'm sure he's got it loaded up. Where is he going to go? You know, because there's still rumors that Mario Cristobal could show up at Miami, and there's still rumors that Scott Woodward could be taking that thing over to Eugene as well. You know, so we'll see where that is. But, you know, the reason we're doing this podcast is to find out where Washington is with their coaching search, and we're expecting that to be wrapped up. I'm guessing that's going to get wrapped up today. Is that the feeling you guys are getting as well?
It would make sense, and it needs to happen as soon as possible, because, you know, Washington still has a 2022 recruiting class to salvage. They might even need to get in on some more kids. They've got official visits happen this weekend or next weekend, so this coach needs to be in place, needs to be talking to these kids, doing in-homes, all that kind of stuff, and he needs to – I mean, we all – you know, I won't mention the name yet, since we haven't yet, but whoever it's going to be, and we're pretty sure we know who it's going to be. You know, if it's him, he needs to get his staff in place, and he needs to get his guys up here doing the recruiting and doing the dirty work that keeps your program going.
No press conference today, guys.
Yeah, I know.
No press conference today.
I like Jordan Reffitt. I've talked to him several times. Great guy, but I thought he was a little over his skis when he started talking there.
Yeah, no press conference today.
And it's, you know, Jordan Reffitt, not Reffert. Please stop saying Reffert.
I said Reffitt.
Not you. No, I'm talking people on the boards or people out on Twitter. It's Reffitt.
Like Mike Holmgren?
Yeah. Oh, God, that killed me. All right,
Mike Holmgren. But, I mean, just, you know, I've been, you know, diving deep, and I've just been on the phones pretty much nonstop the past week. And, it sure sounds like, you know, the first target for Washington was, Dave Clawson, the coach out of Wake Forest. And, it sounds like they were in pretty deep with him, but he ultimately said no, reason being because of, some family situations, some medical issues back there with, not only his wife, but son as well. And not wanting to upset that dynamic with his family. And, so it sure appears that Dave Clawson was probably the top target. And then they moved on to, Matt Campbell. And as of yesterday, early afternoon, you know, I was still under the impression that I thought Matt Campbell was going to be going to USC. And then the Lincoln Riley thing came out and blew everything out of the water. So. And that leaves an opening at Oklahoma. So there's a lot of wondering if Matt Campbell is now looking at the Oklahoma job, if Matt Campbell is looking at staying at Iowa State. And, you know, from reading between the lines and everybody I've talked to, it sounds like Matt Campbell does indeed have an offer on the table and has had for a couple of days from Washington. And there's an expiration date on that offer. You know, and those who are used to contract law, you know, contracts don't go on. You make an offer, you make a contract offer, it has an expiration date. From my understanding, it sounds like that has an expiration date of sometime today or this morning. And if that expires and is not taken up on, expect Jen Cohn to be on a plane heading down to Fresno to wrap up Kalen DeBoer. That sure seems the way things are heading, unless we find out something different on Matt Campbell. Are you hearing anything different than that, Chris?
No, at this point, if you believe the flight trackers and all those people that are waiting at the airports to figure out who's coming and going, you have to believe that there's a flight heading to Fresno right now. If there is, and then who knows if Jen Cohen's on it. But I have to believe that expiration date, that MOU or anything that was put in front of Lincoln or in front of Matt Campbell has probably expired. You know, he's got opportunities now galore. He could go all sorts of different places, and this might be a situation where he's been chasing his tail for a while and finally came to the conclusion that he's not done with his business in Ames, Iowa. And if he's not, more power to him. I mean, if he still thinks he's got things he's got to get done there. And this is obviously a great opportunity for him to see how committed Iowa State is to his program and his process and his vision. And if he gets a healthy bump out of this, then it's a win-win, I would imagine. So, but for as far as Fresno State, Kalen DeBoer and all that, you know, I've been getting some emails from some people that I've known back in the day that are very, very connected with the Fresno State program, basically saying that if Matt Campbell does take the Washington job, that Kalen DeBoer is going to have a lot of egg on his face. That was the quote that I'm using that I got from one of the guys that I know really, really well, who's as connected to Fresno State football right now as anybody. It sounds like they've already said their goodbyes. They've already said their things. And I believe someone even referenced it on the message boards. There was an interview that, DeBoer did yesterday with, Fresno TV, where basically he's already kind of said he's had a great time at Fresno and talked about everything in the past tense. So it sure feels like all the marbles are aligning in a certain way that Kalen DeBoer will be Washington's next head coach.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, fans think that you can just go out and recruit a coach or go grab a coach or just pay a coach and they'll come to your school. It's not really the way it works. There's a lot more dynamics in it than that, you know, just family situations, loyalty, and all the other things. So,
some coaches aren't motivated by money. You could throw $1 billion at them. They might not care.
Yeah, I mean, you could offer me a lot of money to do this in Ames, Iowa. Guess what? I ain't going, you know, and excuse me. But, it's been an interesting coaching search and, you know, hopefully wrapping this thing up at some point today. Scott, you've got some stuff out on the site, you know, regarding some player, you know, reactions from the current players as well as recruits coming in. So, just like I said, we wanted to just get out and do this one real quick and get you guys some information, but, let's wrap this up, guys, cause I know you've got to get out of here. Anything you want to add, Scott?
No, not a lot. You know, I'll be updating the 2022 board as we find out who the new coach is. So expect some sort of blog here in the next, I would say 48 to 72 hours, probably something by Wednesday or Thursday. And, it's an exciting time. I hate coaching changes because that means the coach didn't have a lot of success most likely, but, you know, it's also a time of positivity because, change in direction is happening and it needed to happen. And so, just be excited and stay on the boards. We're going to have all the stuff you guys want.
Anything you want to add, Chris?
I mean, I'll have, definitely a post and this is again coming from, my contact in Fresno, who I believe is as connected as anyone right now into what's going on, and not just a micro vision of kind of what DeBoer has done there, but also a more of a macro vision in terms of his staff and who would be coming up to Washington eventually with him. And I've gotten a couple of other sources that have kind of chimed in that are really connected in other areas too about potential coordinators. And, some other things, and this is going to be a real kind of, there's some silver linings, there's some pluses, but there's also some drawbacks. There's the person I've been talking to is not 100% convinced that DeBoer is the guy. He likes him, but he's got some concerns. And so, I'll post some of that when the DeBoer hiring becomes official.
Yeah, we've been working our butts off on this, so just keep it tuned in here. And like I said, if you're not a subscriber, this is the final day for the biggest promotion of the year. You're not going to find a better promo of the year. 75% off our annual subscription. And after your 7-day trial period ends, you can go ahead and sign up and include it in the subscription is Paramount Plus, which is a real good perk on that. Again, you know, just wanted to try to keep this short, and by the time we're done with it, something may have changed, or by the time you guys get to it. So just keep it tuned in here and on the message boards. And just an FYI, we're trying to clean up the message boards as much as we can. So it's been a struggle at times, but we'll we'll make you guys happy out there with what we're doing. So for all of us at Dogman.com, I'm Kim Grenolds along with Chris Fetters and Scott Eklund. Go Dogs.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.